Hey everybody, welcome to Up All Night, a horror anthology podcast. I'm Brandon, and with me is the guy who could have ended an episode ago, Cortland. How are you doing, Cortland?
What a rude thing to say, Brandon. But yes, that's true. I'm doing good, Brandon. It's fucking Goosebumps night.
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's Goosebumps night. It's an exciting night.
I love talking about Goosebumps, Brandon. Specifically,
I know,
with you.
I'm very sad that we'll be done talking about Goosebumps very soon.
Me too, but I say this every week. I had the hardest time not watching the next episode. So I'm looking forward to being done talking about this episode of Goosebumps. So I can watch the next one.
Yeah. So you can move on. All right. Yeah. We'll put this one to rest.
Yeah. Let's rush through this.
Get through this shit so we can get to the next one.
I may just start watching this while we're recording.
Why don't you just start talking about that one while I'm talking about this one.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
All right. Cool. So we just finished watching episode 9 of Goosebumps 2023, and this one is called Night of the Living Dummy Part 2.
Right. Yeah. So Slappy is back, and he's better than ever.
You know it.
As he is, yes. Surprisingly, though, there's not really a whole lot of Slappy in this episode for it being called Night of the Living Dummy Part 2.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, that is true.
Our expectations of this show, of it being the Slappy show, we were wrong, Brandon. We were wrong.
I mean, it's still the Slappy show in that, like, the whole thing revolves around him, but there's a lot of not Slappy business.
Sure is. Yeah. And I'm here for it. I'm here for the Slappy bits now, too, though. So it's like, whatever. I'm here for whatever. Yeah, I'm here for Goosebumps.
Slappy bits.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just talk about Night of the Living Dummy Part 2.
Okay. This is a juicy one. Let's get into it.
All right. So this episode starts off with a little mini flashback. So we're in Portland, Oregon.
Ugh, let's get out of here. I'm kidding. I've never been to
we
Oregon.
We love you, Portland.
I'm sure. I mean, it almost sounds like my name, so I can't not love it, right? People call me Portland all the time when they mishear my name, so, like, it's fine with me.
Are people named Portland?
I'm sure there are. Let me Google it. No, I can't Google it. I'll just pull up Portland, Oregon.
All right. Well, we're in Portland and we see Justin Long.
Yay.
And he's in school. He's teaching school. He's doing his thing.
Did you think it was a flashback to start?
I mean, I didn't really think about it. I was just kind of like, all right, we're in Portland and here's Justin.
I thought that, like, at first I thought that this was a continuation of the story. It was sometime later. Justin Long has moved on and he relocated to Portland, Oregon. But surprise, surprise, it's actually a flashback. It kind of shows how he got into Port Lawrence, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad they did that because...
Oh, me too.
Why is he in Port Lawrence?
Yeah.
So he's in class and he's teaching English to all the students there. And all the students are like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Because, Cortland, this isn't an English class. No. It's a biology class.
Yeah, yeah. But
oh,
also,
boy.
I
what
have to say, I would not want to be a teacher in 2023 because I feel like they get so much shit and I feel bad for them.
Oh, yeah. It seems like an absolute nightmare and only getting worse every single day.
Oof.
Well, we see Justin and now he's at home and he's taking his poodle, Fifi, out to pee.
I can't believe they did it, Brandon. I didn't expect to see Fifi of all Goosebumps characters. Fifi the vampire poodle.
Yeah, it's a deep cut, but I'm glad they put it in.
Me too.
Justin gets a phone call, and it's the principal of his school, and he gets fired.
Damn. You can't just fire Justin
Long. English. Do not teach English to students in 2023, Cortland.
You'll get fired every... It's so ridiculous, Brandon, because all he does is get a little inspirational with the kids, and then he gets fucking fired for it.
So he's having a bad day. And then it gets worse because his landlord shows up and she's like, Justin Long, I need my rent. And he doesn't have it. No. So she's like, dude, I'll give you like 3 days. And he's like, tight. But then Fifi gets away from him and gets hit by a car.
Oh.
So Fifi's fucking dead.
Damn it, Fifi. You had one job and you just died.
Yeah. So his life right now is like a country song.
Yeah. Yeah.
His truck was stolen as well. But, you know, things start to look up because an attorney shows up and she's like, hey, your uncle died and he left you a sweet mansion.
Nice. Okay.
So she's like, yeah, things are going to be pretty pretty okay for Justin Long from here on out. And then we get a little montage, quick cuts of all of the bad things that have happened to Justin Long in this series so far. And it's long.
Yeah, it is, because first he inhaled a ghost and then fucking all this shit happened and he gets beat up and thrown by a car. And damn, Justin Long's been through some shit.
Yeah, so after that sequence, we're in the present. Yay. And he's returning home to his sweet mansion. And then we get our boring intro.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah, that's goosebumps, blah, blah, blah. Then that's over, and we get back into the exciting episode, and we see Justin Long is writing a manuscript for a horror story.
Ooh.
Which is just a kind of a clever way for them to explain everything that's happened after the last episode, because this story is just him recounting all the crazy shit that happened to him and the kids and stuff, but with barely changed names for all the characters.
I loved it. What were some of the names you used? I forgot them, but they were hilarious. Like I wrote
down as many as I could.
Okay.
So Isaiah in this story becomes Isaac.
Yeah.
Which
that was good. Know, that was fine.
It's a little bit different. They get weirder.
They do. Yeah.
James becomes Jesse.
Yes.
So he's the other Team Rocket member. And then Isabella becomes Lizabetta.
I don't know what he's thinking.
I love Margot is Madison, and yeah. Lucas is Linus. And we see a little scene like Margot and Lucas are like officially a thing now.
Yeah, they smooch and everything.
They are boyfriend and girlfriend, and everyone loves it except Isaiah. And we see Margot's mother, or Madison's mother, Sorrel.
Yeah.
Instead of Sarah. Oh, boy. That is funny. Sarah wants Margot to move to Seattle with her. So that's what's been going on with her. She's like, hey, Margot, let's get out of this crap little town.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells the story about how Sorrel and the gang, her friends, killed Horace Boodle.
Yes. Yes.
In the past. That's funny.
It's so good. I love that they added this.
Horace
this shit in.
Boodle.
And you're right, though. It is such a perfect way to recap what's happened. I don't know how long has passed. It's probably been like a month or two, maybe.
Not long.
But, you know, it says like Isaiah, he's healing up from his injury and everybody else is doing whatever they're doing. The other ones aren't as important, I feel.
Yeah. We do see through his story that Nora and Colin have had a talk, and Nora told Colin about everything that's happened with the dummy and Horace Biddle. Where is what is his name? I can't
Horace
remember
Boodle,
now.
Right?
Harold Biddle.
Yeah,
is
Harold
the real
Biddle.
One.
Yep.
Okay. Horace Bottle got killed, and so Colin was happy that she told him the truth, and now they're getting engaged.
That seems a little quick. Like, Sarah's only been gone for like 6 months, wasn't it?
I don't know. Maybe years have passed now.
I don't know about that.
maybe a few years, but all the kids are the same age. So yeah, that's the story of how the evil dummy Snappy got defeated.
So
oh, that's just all great. This whole sequence is great.
Yeah.
Justin Long finishes the story, and he's like, yes, screaming into the sky. He's done his life's work. Next, we see him explaining, like, as if to a therapist,
mm-hmm.
about how crazy this has all been, where he ate a ghost and got possessed, and how it's been affecting his mental well-being, and how, you know, he's still not completely over it. Except he's not talking to a therapist, because he's just talking to Isaiah's dad, who's there doing some work.
Yeah, he's doing all the work while Justin Long is just laying on the couch recanting everything. It's great.
Yeah. So Justin Long lets it slip that he's writing a book about the recent events, and Isaiah's dad's like, wait, what are you doing? But that's just kind of forgotten, because we cut away from there, and we're with Lucas, and he's chilling in his room, and Nora comes in, and they have a little chat, and all of the kids are going on a road trip to Seattle. So Margot can, like, you know, visit her mom and also see if Seattle's cool and she wants to live there.
Right.
but also all just hang out and forget about all the shit that's happened.
That seems fair.
But Lucas is having second thoughts because he doesn't know if he can leave Nora home alone. But Nora's like, go live your life.
Yeah, here's a burrito, go.
Yes. Take this massive brick of a breakfast burrito and go. So all the kids except Margot are just kind of hanging around outside, talking about the trip to Seattle when Justin Long shows up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he tries to invite himself on the trip, but the kids are like, no, it's cool. That's cool, Mr. Justin Long. You just stay here. And luckily, they're saved by a phone call from New York that Justin Long gets. And it's like some book agent. And she's like, Justin Long, we are interested in this story that you've written, that you just finished like 5 minutes ago, but we've read the whole thing.
Yes.
But the story needs a new ending, she thinks. She's like, it just needs more, like 2 episodes worth or something. Yeah,
right. It should be 10 episodes, not 8. Yeah.
So the kids all leave to go pick up Margot, and Margot and Lucas kiss, and Isaiah is like, ugh. And that's that.
Yep.
So now Justin Long is at home, and he's trying to write the new ending, but he's got writer's block because everything he's written has just been recounting something that's already happened, and now that he actually has to think of something or be creative, he's like, got nothing.
Poor Justin.
Suddenly, he's hit with some inspiration. And we see 2 hours later that he's still writing. He's just been writing the whole time. And that agent calls again from New York. And she's like, okay, it's been 2 hours. Let's hear this new ending.
I don't think this is how it works.
Things work very quick in New York. They do not have time. George R.R. Martin should definitely stay far away from New York City.
Oh, yes, yes. He'd be blacklisted.
Every 10 seconds. George! You written that 1,000 pages yet?
He's like, nope, I was jumping naked on a trampoline.
Oh, no, but I've written like 30 other things and worked on a video game and I've watched football. And
I did literally everything else besides write this one story that everybody wants me to write.
The agent's like, all right, let's hear this new ending, but it better not be about them all being ghosts at the end.
Oh, my God.
And the story that Justin Long written is about them being ghosts at the end. Seems very funny that she would call out that specifically, like, oh, man, it better not be about ghosts.
I think it's beautiful. It's super funny. It's so meta, you know? It's like this whole episode, the whole beginning, three quarters of it is all just so meta, and it's great.
Yeah, and in this scene and in other scenes from this episode, they name drop Stephen King, like, so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was all like, you could be the next Stephen King, and he's like, the next Stephen King, you say? And then she says, give us a great ending like Stephen King does. And I heard that line, and I was like, uh-oh. Because Stephen King is notoriously bad at writing endings.
That is exactly what I said. I turned to Rebecca and I was like, well, that's funny because Stephen King is known for writing bad endings.
Yeah. So I hope that's not foreshadowing that they were just like, sorry, the ending is going to suck, but it's Stephen King's fault.
I mean, that's a good way to get out of it if the ending does suck, is being like, oh, I was just trying to be like Stephen King.
Yeah, this would be a good one if Stephen King wrote it. I probably, like, yeah. Don't look at us. Look at Stephen King.
Yeah, so we cut to a restaurant, and the parent gang is there, and they're all together eating dinner.
Oh, boy.
And Nora is telling the gang that she just wants them all to be friends again, like they used to in high school.
Don't we all just want our friends from high school? But also, Nora, don't you remember that one time when they held you against your will at a loony bin?
Yeah. Like...
And threatened to take Lucas away by CPS?
Cortland, we would not be doing this podcast together if you had involuntarily kept me in a loony bin and drugged me up and told me that I didn't see a worm monster when I did.
Right, and I threatened to take away your children. You wouldn't be my friend.
Yeah. Mostly about the worm monster thing. If I saw a worm monster as my best friend, you should believe me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you today was like, dude, I saw a worm monster, I would be like, what? Tell me everything. I would be on your side.
In Australia, like, that's not too big of a stretch anyway.
It can happen, yeah.
It's venomous, too.
Look, if there is a worm monster, it is in Australia.
So then Justin Long shows up, which I feel like I've said like 5 times already. He's just everywhere.
No, keep saying it. I love it when Justin Long shows up. Like, if he walked into my room right now, I'd be like, oh, Brandon, you'll never guess who just showed up.
So then Justin Long showed up in Cortland's house. Oh, that would be so cool.
Dude, I would get his autograph. That'd be awesome. I'd be like, dude, get on this podcast right now.
That would be so cool. God damn. Justin is like, oh, the whole parent gang's here, huh? Oh, okay. Because Justin Long just wants friends, man.
He does.
He wants to be part of that parent gang.
They did murder a kid.
He got no kids.
Oh, man.
So he can't be part of a parent gang.
He didn't grow up
unless
in
he's one of those teachers who's just like, oh, they're all my children.
Ooh. No.
Then he could be part of the gang.
I mean, Justin Long's great. I feel like he would, like, stick his neck out for all these kids anyway. So, like, he should be accepted into this parent gang. He lived through their trauma. Like, this is their fault that he was possessed by a ghost in the first place. So,
yeah. He's essentially, like, the new Harold Biddle. And if they reject him, then they're just repeating the exact same mistakes they made in the past.
So true. Yes. Very poetic.
So, back with the kids. They're all hanging out in Sarah's Seattle apartment. And Isabella makes an executive decision that they're all getting gelato.
Ooh, I would love gelato.
Mm-hmm. So everyone goes to pick up gelato because it's like a 5-person job, except Margo and Isaiah.
That's weird.
And Isaiah stays there, obviously, just to talk to Margo and ask her how she's feeling about moving to Seattle. Isaiah's like, oh, you should move here and break up with Lucas.
Yeah.
Please.
Right.
So, yeah, he's like trying to subtly be like, yeah, move to Seattle, which is kind of a weird play because, like,
you can't be with her then unless you move to Seattle, too.
Yeah, you'll get her to break up with Lucas, but that doesn't make things easier for you, man.
He does say, like, you know, you'd love it here. They have bookstores and coffee shops on every corner kind of thing. And she's like, yeah, I do love those things. But I don't know. It's kind of ulterior motive kind of stuff. Yeah,
definitely. So now we're back with Justin Long. He's driving in a car and he's listening to a podcast about writing. And this podcast,
what about it?
It's
Up All Night.
It's from your boy.
It's our boy Brandon, our baby boy,
R.L. Stine.
We see his face. It's not really like, it's not him as a video. It's just his still face from the podcast episode, but we still got him. Brandon, it's our boy.
Yes, we got him. We got him. And he's like, every great story has a beginning, a middle, and a twist.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Justin Long thinks about that. He thinks every story has a twist, huh? So, he thinks about Slappy falling down into the snowy abyss, and he's like, So, he goes to the mountains.
Yeah, he's just like, maybe I'll just see, you know? I won't do anything. I'll just look.
Just a quick little detour to the middle of the mountains. And somehow he manages to find exactly the spot where Slappy fell. And yeah, that cuts to the next day and we're with the kids again.
Okay.
And they're at a huge line for a donut shop. Like, just outrageous. Around the block.
For donuts.
And Margo is with Lucas, and Lucas is all distracted, and he's like, Margo, don't you find Seattle depressing? Like, doesn't it just suck? Which is his way of telling her to, like, stay in Port Lawrence and be with me.
Mm-hmm.
But Margo seems to like Seattle.
Yeah, it's the gray weather. It's very gray out in Seattle.
During this, Lucas mentions that he, in the future, will be running his mom's cafe. And Margo's like, really, Lucas? You want to waste your life doing that?
Damn, okay. Look, she has a very successful shop, I will say. She makes breakfast burritos.
But in Port Lawrence, Cortland. Like, oh, come
on. That's true. That is no Seattle, Washington.
Yeah. Like, get real.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Back at his house, Justin Long plops a sack full of Slappy on the floor.
Yep.
And he pulls out that little piece of paper from Slappy's jacket pocket, and he reads that curse, the slippy, whippy.
Why does he have to read it, words? Though? Because, like, Slappy was still active at the time. I don't know.
I don't know. We saw him open his eyes last episode, but he's inactive now. I guess he goes into sleep mode after 15 minutes of inactivity.
That was probably the cold, you know? He was chilly.
you don't move the mouse and he just goes off.
Then you get yelled at from your boss because you're idle.
So nothing happens after he reads that note and he's like, oh man. But that was a fake out because like 1 second later, Slappy reassembles himself like the Iron Giant. Yep. And he stands up and he's like, you need an ending, huh? I'll give you the greatest ending of all time.
Okay. I like that he knows. Did he just like invade Justin's mind and be like, oh, I know what he needs. An ending.
He's like Alexa. And like, even when he's inactive, oh my God, he's still listening.
You're right. Yep. Next thing you know, you're getting ads for Stephen King books.
Then, like, Fifi, which I forgot to mention.
Yes.
So
yes.
Justin Long had Fifi stuffed and, like, hung on his mantle and cut to present. And now Fifi's alive again.
Yeah. So he had Fifi this whole time, but he didn't put her up anywhere. So she is a taxidermied poodle, fully intact taxidermy poodle. Isaiah's dad was mounting her on the wall, like in a full body mount, when he was regaling his tale of being possessed and all that. And now Fifi's back and she's better than ever, Brandon. She's alive.
She really is.
She's alive and kicking. The first thing Slappy does, oh, you want an ending? Huh. Well, I'll make your dog come back to life. What are you doing, Slappy?
That's his way of, you know, he's sweetening this deal. Like, if Justin Long had any reservations about helping this evil doll, now he's got his precious Fifi back. It's like, you know.
I mean, like, what kind of owner wouldn't want their precious loved Fifi or other dog back in better than ever? So, I'm on Slappy's side here. That's great. Resurrection.
Yeah, so far so good for Slappy. Back with the kids, they're at a party. And half of the kids don't really seem to want to be there. Mm-hmm. But they are.
Gotta do it. I don't know.
They're at a party.
Look, Seattle, Washington's known for their long donut lines and high school age parties.
All the kids split up to mingle, and Margo is having a ball. But eventually, when she does meet back up with Lucas, Lucas is like, maybe I'll just go. And Margo is like, dude, you're not even trying.
Yeah.
I know you hate this place, but like, give it a try. But Lucas is like, this is me trying, basically.
Okay.
He only came on this trip for Margo. And he says that he likes Port Lawrence, you know?
Sure.
Like, it's a small town, but he likes it. So they have a fight because Margo likes the big city. Classic drama.
Margo's been corrupted by Seattle, Washington. Our Margo, yep. Brandon.
Yep, she's been corrupted by them big city folks.
She ate that donut and she's like, I can't leave now. They got gelato.
So they break up.
Oh, okay.
They're like, maybe we shouldn't be together. And they're on a break. Justin Long is out in the woods in the dark following that Fifi. And she finds a spot in the woods and starts digging and barking. And oh, yeah. Also, she turns into a vampire dog.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Justin Long's all like, Fifi, I don't know about this. And Fifi's like,
yeah, she gets them red eyes and fangs. And he's like, all right.
Okay, Fifi, I'll do it. Do whatever you want.
Back with the kids, they all arrive at Sarah's house. And they're like, where's Lucas? And Isaiah's like, oh, I found this note that says that he left. And also that you should kiss me, Margo. It says it on the note.
Gotta do it.
Margo's like, oh. But in the background, Isaiah can barely hold his joy. Then we see Lucas, and he's getting on a bus. And he gets texts from Margo, like, please call me. But he ignores those.
Oh, no.
Back at the mansion, Justin Long is like, I don't know about this plan, Slappy. But Slappy tells him it's going to be dope. Trust me.
Yeah, he's going to get his ending.
So Justin goes up to a giant wooden casket.
Okay.
That, like, he must have dug up in the woods. And he opens it up. And it stinks, of course, because, yeah, nothing good nothing smelling good. Is in a casket buried in the woods.
Exactly.
So he sticks his hand in there, and he finds a note. It's another note.
Okay.
And when he starts to read it, he gets a vision of a giant fire.
Yeah, yeah, like, and it's the whole same tower vision, on fire.
Same vision we saw in that long flashback 2 episodes ago?
That was like episode
3?
6?
I don't know.
It was like episode 6, I think.
Okay. Quite a few episodes ago. Yeah.
This is so I didn't see this coming, Brandon. I literally forgot about the part where Ephraim, in the past, was about to, like, read this note, and then he saw the flashes of fire and was like, nope, 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 nah, none of this. You're out of here, Slappy. I literally forgot about that, so I didn't see them bringing this back. I mean, I don't know how I didn't, but they brought it back. Yeah. And that's going to be the, you know, final act of Goosebumps.
Yeah, so that's the thing. There's going to be some kind of fire. And perhaps, yeah, that's spooky. But he's like, I don't know about this, but Slappy's like, come on. So he does. He reads the note.
Yeah, Justin Long gives into peer pressure pretty easily.
Yeah. He got his vampire dog, so like he'll do whatever it takes. And after he reads the note, Slappy's soul gets transferred out of that ventriloquist dummy.
Okay.
And it goes into the casket. And then, like a goddamn zombie, pops out of the casket.
Uh-huh.
And it stands up, and then, like, the zombie starts to change and freshen up a bit. And it goes back to being a fancy-looking man.
Yes, yes, his clothes gets all stitched back. Not just his skin,
but yes, his clothes as well.
All of his clothes gets all stitched up, and he's yeah, freshened up is the right word to say for it. Fresh as a fucking daisy.
He's back, and he is better than ever.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is, though. I mean, I guess it's Slappy, but...
Yeah, that's the thing, is it kind of, like, makes it a big reveal. Like, it zooms up from his feet to his face, and I felt like I was supposed to be like, but instead it's just like, oh, it's a man.
I thought it was going to be Ephraim, you know, from the flashback we had, but no, it's not.
I thought it was going to be somebody we've seen before, but no, it's not. And it also doesn't look like Slappy, so it doesn't have the thing of like, oh, it's Slappy, but if he was a person.
Nah.
You know, like when Shrek turns into a person.
Yeah, yeah, classic, yeah.
But,
I love Shrek,
but no,
too.
You don't get that reaction. It's just like, it's a human being. It's a man.
It's just a dude.
Just then, Isaiah's dad invites himself into Justin Long's house. And he's like, what's this Frankenstein shit? And then Slappy slaps him with a curse.
Oh my god, yeah?
And yeah, he's like dummy?
Yeah, he gets fucking turned into a dummy. Does that mean he's dead?
I don't know. Is he just in a scrapbook somewhere? I don't know how this works.
Oh my god.
So Isaiah's dad is dummy. We'll have to find out.
I mean, look, he's not going to stay dummy. He can't stay dummy, right? He has to come back from that, yeah?
No, he's not dummied forever. So
what a fucking twist.
Slappy Man walks out of Justin Long's house, and then we're played out with some Alice in Chains.
We sure are. Now, Brandon, I loved this episode because it was very Justin Long-centric. I feel like he is the main character of Goosebumps, and I love that for it, you know? It's awesome. I have a question. I have a really big question. So Slappy has had three people now. Yeah, he had Ephraim, and then he had Harold Biddle, and now he has Justin Long. He's had three people to do this part of it. This is what he's wanted this entire time, to be back in his human body or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Why did it take him so long with Ephraim? Why did he wait like 20 years to get famous and stuff, and then was like, oh, hey, can you do this one thing for me? And then he was like, no.
Could you imagine putting that work in?
It was ridiculous.
And then being like, okay, I have one favor to ask. And he's just like, nah.
it's ridiculous to me. And then he had Harold Biddle. Now, he didn't have Harold for very long, but he didn't even attempt to do this part with Harold Biddle. He was just like, hey, let's roast your friends. And he was like, okay.
And Harold Biddle would have done it for sure.
Yeah, yeah. He loved Slappy. Now, with Justin Long, he's been with Justin Long for like 12 hours, if that. And he's already like, all right, let's get to business here. I resurrected Fifi. Let's go get my body, like without saying that part. And it's like, I don't understand you, Slappy. I don't get your motives here. Why did it take so long?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I don't understand Slappy's thinking here.
Maybe we'll find out in the next episode, right?
I mean, we have to find out something.
It's the last episode.
Yeah, everything has to happen in the next episode because it's the last one. We're going to get our ending. It's going to be a bad Stephen King ending, but that's okay because you name dropped Stephen King. So
you name dropped Stephen King. We got to see our boy, his face anyway. And this has been a really fun ride so far. I'm really, really loving it.
Yeah.
Even if the ending is shit, I'll still love the series. I say that now.
Who is Margot going to end up with at this point?
I think she's not going to end up with anybody. I think she's just going to be like, I'm out. I'm going to Seattle.
You think she's just
going to
choose herself?
I think so.
Wow. I hope so.
Margot deserves the best. She's going to choose herself, I think.
Well, there's only one thing left to do is wait until next week.
Yeah.
And right. And talk about it then.
What's the next episode called?
Next episode is Welcome to Horrorland.
Ooh, okay. So there's going to be shit happening.
There's going to be shit in the next one.
If somebody doesn't go in front of a mirror and do a ballerina twirl for no reason, I'm going to be pissed.
Count on it. It's going to be James.
Yeah, I would want it no other way.
All right, well, that's next week. Join us for Welcome to Horrorland, the finale of Goosebumps 2023.
Oh my gosh. I have to say, if you guys are enjoying these bonus episodes, we do them on Patreon too. We're going to get back to our plot points episodes where we talk about movies and stuff. So yeah, become a patron. This is all just a plug for Patreon.
Yeah, this whole podcast. All right, well, I'll talk to you next week, Cortland.
All right, man. Final episode of Goosebumps 2023. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm excited, but also sad that it's going to be over.
I know, me too. I hope they make more. It's time to make it happen.
Well, join us, everyone, next week. That's it for now. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.